Crosswalk Talk Radio is a production of Crosswalk Life, Inc. Join Carlotta Waldman for a prophetic worldview, end times news, and live prophetic ministry.
Declare it with me. This is the year of release, of favor, a jubilee year. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on us because the Lord has anointed us to proclaim good news to the poor, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives, and to release the prisoners from darkness, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God. We say Jesus Christ is King of Kings. Jehovah God loves us with a perfect love and casts out all our fears. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, to equip us. We are your ambassadors. We're your end times witnesses, complete in Christ, lacking nothing. We're Jehovah God's voice, His love, His power to others, and we release Jesus Christ, the fullness of the Godhead, to live through us.
Hello, 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 hello. I'm so glad that we're together again here on Crosswalk Talk. And I am Carlotta Waldman. I believe we started Crosswalk Talk about 2005 and went for all these years until last year. My throat just got so bad, I just decided to take a break. Didn't know it would be a year long. However, we're back, and we've enjoyed, a lot of us have enjoyed a rest this past year. We'd rather it not come because of an epidemic, but we have enjoyed a rest, and we just thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, for all that you have done for us, how you've protected us. Thank you how you've provided. Some of us have seen lots of miracles during this time, and we know it's only God, amen. Only God that got us through. Hallelujah. Well, I want to thank you. We have several callers already. Tonight is going to be mostly personal prophetic ministry, as far as I know. We want to be led of the Holy Spirit. If any of you have some questions, we might be able to answer those, give a short teaching, or however the Holy Spirit leads. Amen. Amen. I hope that you were able to read the article and audio that I posted late this afternoon on my Facebook, where Prophet Rita Phillips and I did some teaching on guidelines, biblical guidelines for receiving prophetic ministry. That's personal prophetic ministry. Some of you are new to this topic, and tonight will be your first time to really hear how God does this. Others are not new, but you might want to listen to it because it will help you explain to others how to not only hear prophetic ministry, how to maybe interpret, or how to help others understand their prophetic ministry. It's, for instance, all prophetic ministry, personal prophetic ministry, is conditional on us receiving it. If we just think, oh, that's not God, and we put it on the shelf or throw it away, it may not come true. It's not like the book of Revelation. It's going to come true whether you believe it or not. But anyway, that's just one of many points that we shared. And reading that will help you to understand what you're hearing. Oh, I'm so excited to see you callers on the line. I think we'll just dive right in. And what I'll do, the Holy Spirit prompts me, I might give a word of explanation or a word of guidance in how to interpret a word after I give it. Now, I want you to realize that every prophet only knows in part. So the word that you receive most definitely will not cover your entire future. So don't think it does. There's more, and you may have questions afterwards, and you'll take those to God as usual. I may not be able to answer any questions about your word. I might be able to give you a general guideline, a biblical guideline. But a word, a personal prophetic word, is not to be all completely self-explanatory and to cover your entire life, past, present, and future. It is just a piece. Hallelujah. We're so grateful to God, aren't we, that he wants to talk to us, that he wants to hear from us. And I like to hear from God for you. And I like, even when somebody else is prophesying or someone else is receiving, I like to hear God's voice, no matter who he's talking to. Amen. Please pray with me right now. And we bind in the name of Jesus the spirit of infirmity or hoarseness or whatever this is. We bind it up in the name of Jesus. The Lord says he's given us keys to the kingdom, and whatever we bind is bound. Thank you, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that we have your power and authority in Christ inside us, and that my voice will clear up any minute now, and we'll have a nice night hearing God's voice. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. I will not be defeated. Amen. I guess I could mute me. I should have done that. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Maybe our first caller will have something to say. Give me just a second to clear my voice. Hallelujah. Area
Hello.
504. Yes, would you like to share your first name or city, please?
Debbie. It's Debbie.
Okay, Debbie. Do you have a one-sentence request or a question or anything like that?
Yeah. I brought my mother moved in with me at the beginning of the pandemic, and I knew it was going to be hard, but I guess I didn't think about it this hard. And it's not just her, but all these people around me have so much anger. And I normally can lift everyone up today. And I was, driving around in this song I like called I Am a Child of Love. It's like my favorite Christian song.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a day after spending just crying and crying, I just feel like, it's just so much.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, so if you could give me a word, I would appreciate it.
Right, I trust God through it. So whatever he allows, I trust him through it, even though I'm sorry you had to go through that. At a natural level, Lord Jesus, we come together with the power and authority you have given to us. And whether it's angry people, horse throats, or whatever it is, we know that you are in charge, that you have control over everything, and we trust you completely. We trust you completely. And Debbie, I just hear the Lord saying that you can rest. You can rest. There'll be these kinds of days sometimes when it seems like all hell breaks loose or, all the anger comes your way for no reason. But the Lord says, I am raising you up bit by bit, training you up, and it's like you're on the potter's wheel, and you feel it some more some days than others. But the Lord says, I'm answering your prayers. You want to be conformed to my image, and you want to be an expression of my love to others. You want to be able to share Christ in power and see a fruitful result. And the Lord says, I am answering your prayers. And when these people come along that seem to have nothing to do but just spill it over on you or whatever, just say, thank you, Lord. I'm learning to keep my joy in every situation. I'm learning to love the unlovely. I'm learning to love people when they need it the most. They need it the most when they're out of sorts. And they will see the testimony as it glows on your face, Debbie, because they'll know they dumped on you or they'll know the situation isn't that great and that's why they're angry. But maybe they don't know how to trust God like you do. Or maybe they're not in my training school like you are. But the Lord says, I'm showing you how to be a testimony to everybody that I bring along in every situation that I allow you to be in. And so sometimes, Debbie, what I do is when I see me being set up, you know, with unruly people around me or whatever, I'll say, I see that. I'll tell God, I see that, Lord. I know this is a setup. Thank you for training me. Thank you that I can release you to love them through me.
Okay.
And what he has done is he has allowed sometimes very difficult people to call me. And sometimes I knew them already, sometimes I didn't. But here's what God told me. When I saw who one of them was and he had hurt me so badly in the past, I just said, God, I'm going to have to ask you to take this phone call and to speak through me. Okay. So he did.
Wow.
And he was so nice to them through my voice. He was just so nice to them. And so when we hung up, I said, God, I really didn't intend to be that nice. And you know what he said? He said, I know that was me. That was me
being
nice to them.
Wow.
So the
good news
is it worked when I asked him to speak through me, and he was able to get past their history of wronging and hurting me. And the other news is that I'm learning to rejoice in every opportunity to be a reflection of Christ, you know, to share his love with the unlovely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that important? Yes, it is.
Yeah.
What say you?
It seems, absolutely it's important. It seems like I have, and, you know, I'm usually helpful and, holding up, but today I just couldn't because I felt like I was surrounded with mental health issues, and I just said, this is just way far out of my league, of course, you know, my expertise.
Maybe yours,
but I feel
better. Not than with Jesus. Jesus is adequate. And so God is teaching us how to release. You know, if we're born again, we have the real Jesus Christ inside us, full strength, and he is teaching us through these situations that he allows to happen on purpose, teaching us how to release Jesus Christ to handle things through us.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's funny. I thought I would get to a level and that it would stop, but they got worse people coming around for the root of the person, probably, which is my mom, you know. And I think I'm at the root of the whole reason. And it's, I think about, like, you know how Jonah, they threw him off the ship?
Yeah.
I'm not going to throw her off the ship, but it feels like that sometimes.
Well, we're not going to talk about throwing mom off the ship, but what we are going to say.
I know. I'm just saying.
Jesus, I surrender myself to you as a bondservant, an irrevocable commitment to release you to live through me, even to unlovely people. Okay?
Yeah. Thank you.
And then you can say to God, when you see a setup forming, you can say, gotcha. I see that you're behind this to teach and train me. I received the training.
Okay. That's definitely a new way to look at it, and I'm going to try. I'm going to do it.
Well, the word try will take on new meaning because trying will be turning it over to Jesus to do it through you. It's not that you try harder and crank it out. If you'll write down Colossians 1:27, this will be your verse. Your homework is to ponder on, meditate on this verse, and learn if Christ in you and through you is your hope of glory. That means you do have hope in these situations. It is to release Christ through you. Colossians 1:27.
1:27. Okay.
Yeah, Jesus didn't come just to show, just to show us the video on how to crank out the Christian life. Jesus came to show us that only He can live it. And the only way we can appear to live it is to release Him to say, I can't handle this character. You're going to have to do this through me. And He'll say, well, I basically need to do everything through you. There isn't anything you can do on your own. Without me, you're not fruitful.
Yeah.
Okay. I think a lot of people probably identified with you today, Debbie.
Oh, good. I'm glad. And, your voice is okay right now.
Isn't it? Yes. When we persist, sometimes the devil doesn't cease and desist in 60 seconds. But if we pray with confidence, with authority, and ignore him and move on, then he thrives on attention, so he just goes away. So I thank you all for your prayers, and let's all pray for Debbie as she continues through ministry training school. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay. Now I'm going to continue to take more callers as long as there are callers here. Well, at least up to 2 hours anyway. And I'm going to possibly do a little teaching with it like I did that. And I don't always even know the context of the word I'm giving. I did allow Debbie to give me some context to begin with. Thank you, Lord. Each case might be different. We'll just follow the leading of the Holy Spirit in each case. I'm just going to go on down this line. Now, there's a lot more callers than there are people that want to receive ministry. So I want to remind you, since we've been gone for a year and we're both just remembering the ropes here, if you want to receive ministry or be involved by asking a question or making a comment, then you have to push number one, and that causes your phone number to be highlighted. I'm going to try very hard never to embarrass anyone. I'll ask if you would like to give your first name or city. You don't have to, but if you want people to go on and pray for you, sometimes it's nice to know something, some little something. So let's do it again. I'll ask this caller at this area code, and usually there's only one per area code at a time. That way you can speak right up and say your first name or city, and here we go. All right. Area code 717. Welcome to the program. Would you care to share your first name or city?
Thank you. My name is Cheryl.
All right. How are you?
I am good, listening to you.
Thank you, Holy Spirit, for being present at her place and mine. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is there a one sentence prayer request, or you want to just receive ministry and that's all?
I'd like to receive ministry. I am seeking the Lord for some specific direction for family.
Don't tell me what it is.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. All right. See, I don't want to know too much because then you'll wonder, oh, did she say that just because I already told her what to say? You know, so that's why a prophet like me is called a Nava prophet. I want it to just bubble up. I don't want it to be me trying to figure out what you need. In fact, I've almost forgotten what you just told me. But, Cheryl, one reason is because I was already seeing a picture from the very first note out of your mouth, and that's often the case with me. I'll hear a word or see a picture. I have no clue the context of it, so keep that in mind. But the Lord was showing me already that you not only have a river of life in you, and I've never heard this word before, but he says, Cheryl, that you have rivers, plural, of life in you, and not to forget it. Most Christians probably are not really conscious of that, but the Lord says, I want to make you aware of that, and I want you to know that you can even impart. There'll be truths that I'll tell you that you can impart like that to others, and they'll go, wow, what does that mean? It's better than I thought, for sure. And the Lord says, I am the river of life, of course, but remember that it's rivers of life. And that means that you are already equipped in ways beyond your imagination. You have already received truth, received healing, impartation, just all kinds of things, and you don't even know it yet. And I'm telling you this, not to swell your head, of course, but so that you will know that because I am, the Lord says, I am all-knowing, I am everywhere at once, I am all-powerful, I have already equipped you with whatever river you will need, and it's okay, but you don't even know it. So I want your consciousness to be that God told me he's already put rivers of life to flow through me, and that I should never worry. I should never worry because the word says that I have already have everything I need for, you know that verse, for life and godliness. So specifically, he's underlining to you tonight, Cheryl, they aren't drips. It's not spoonfuls. It's not just enough to keep you from starving to death and going into poverty. It's rivers.
Hallelujah.
So the Lord says, your part is to watch your tongue and to never speak doubt, worry, or fear. That's your part. And I joke, Cheryl, this is my joke with me and God. I call them, instead of doubt, worry, and fear, I call them, what do I call it? Furries, doubts, and weirs, instead of worries, doubts, and fears. I just kind of joke with God, and because he'll remind me, I've already done it all, but your part, never speak furries, doubts, and weirs. Because you don't want to undo what I'm trying to do, right?
Right.
Just say, Jesus, I release you who has already granted unto me everything I need. I release you to live it through me, and I will choose to believe that you are more than adequate and more than happy to live through me. I can't get over this, God, but you say you're honored to live in and through me. And I'm going to choose to focus on that, but you say you're very happy to abide in me. In John 15, you know, it says that's the whole point. I want you to believe that I will live it through you, and you're not supposed to have to crank it out, figure it out, hope against hope. Your part is just to believe whatever I need for life and godliness, God's already given it to me, and not just in drips or spoonfuls, but by rivers.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Should pretty much answer your question.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
It's like God says, you know, I am too big to botch things up. I'm too big to shortchange you. I am too big for all of that. I don't make mistakes. I don't do it halfway. And what I need is for you to just believe I never do anything halfway. Never.
Amen.
Even through you.
Hallelujah.
How do you like that?
I love it. Thank you. I love it.
And if we just remember that, yes, that God, as Catherine Coleman would say, is God.
Right. Amen. Amen. Amen and amen.
Well, I
thank
hope
you.
You'll call again. Hope you'll share this with
you.
Your friends. And what I want to remind each and every one of you to do is when you receive a word, like Cheryl has, she needs to notice the time. That we are, what is this, 26 minutes into the program, so that after it's in the archives, maybe within 30 minutes of going off the air, it'll be in the archives, that you can go back and, like with my laptop, I can move the cursor where I want it. You can go back, tune it right up, cue it right up to where your word begins, and you can use your device to turn it on and off so that
mm-hmm.
you can write out every single word. Because we think
okay.
we'll remember it, but we don't. We don't remember mm-hmm. it. And the more you will write out the words that God gives you, whether it's alone in your own quiet time or on this program or whatever, the more you will treasure it by writing it out, the more he will give you.
Amen.
But if you just said, that's nice, but that could never happen for me, and you throw it away, then you may not hear from him so often.
Hallelujah. That's truth.
That's truth. The way it is.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
true.
You, Lord. We thank you that you want your sheep to hear your voice, and you have said,
yeah.
my sheep hear my voice, and it's true. Amen?
Mm-hmm. Amen. It is true.
I'm going to let you go. Hope you hit the share button so your friends can hear the remaining of the program.
Thank you, and God bless you.
God bless you and all of you. If those explanations were helpful, then let me know. A lot of times I don't do so much teaching, but this being the first time I've been back in a year, I know that most people have kind of forgotten how this works. But let's try it again. Not try it. Let's receive again. And I'm going to ask area 250, would you care to share your first name or your city, please?
Hi. My name is Mercy, and I'm from Bella Bella.
Oh, wow. Good thing the Holy Spirit knows no distance, huh?
Amen.
It's far, far away from Florida. Thank you, Lord. Mercy, did you have a one-sentence request or comment?
I was hoping for ministry.
Okay. Thank you, Lord. Now, see, again, being a novel prophet, I actually haven't pictured anything yet. When I say... I hear the Lord saying, sometimes it's not even true yet because I haven't heard of that yet. But I have to step out on faith too and say, Mercy, I hear the Lord saying, I hear the Lord saying that not only are you expecting, hoping, believing for open doors for you this year, but the Lord says, I would like to use you, Mercy, to help be kind of open doors for others and to help others have faith for open doors. It's like this whole theme is going to develop where they will observe you as you believe God for much better than your circumstances, for new open doors, new provision, opportunities, etc. And you're going to also be able to impart, you might say, that faith to others. That means that the Holy Spirit in you is faith, and you can ask the Holy Spirit, would you like to impart faith for open doors to others through me? And he might say yes, and he'll tell you what to say or what testimony to give them. Does that make sense? And
yes.
Then they will learn faith in practical ways, not only through your example, but as you allow the Holy Spirit to impart it through them and explain to them what faith is, and that you really do need to have faith for open doors, that people that have amazing, miraculous breakthroughs, it's not always just some coincidence that drops on their head. They've been believing God for new open doors.
Amen.
Now, I would like to expand your outreach, the people that you're able to influence and encourage. I would like to expand your outreach this week, this year, and that's going to involve your willingness to have some more training and to just go through some, well, the Lord's showing me, you know, the races we did as kids. I'm certainly not still doing them. But the races we did as kids where we had to jump over a hurdle and then run some more and jump over a hurdle. My training school often seems like that kind of thing, Mercy. And you'll recognize, okay, he's got me back on the raceway. Here's another hurdle, and I'm going to trust God as I go over it. Okay?
That is it's very, very, like, I understand that because that's what I'm going through right now.
What do you mean? Or would you care to say?
Well, I've been crying to Jesus because I've been going through some difficult times. And today in my Bible study, I came across Revelation 2:3. And that was a word for me right now. He knows what I'm going through. And a lot of days it isn't easy. You know, and not every day I spend time with the Lord. Not every day, but I do. And when I'm not spending time with Him, that's all I want to do, but I don't.
Well, may I ask everyone that's listening to pray for you as you go through, as you run your race.
So that was Revelation 2:3, you know, if you wanted to read that, you know, later. That was a word for me today because, you know, last night I just, I cried to Jesus because in bed, you know, I just cried to Him because I was having a hard time. You know, and it's family.
Thank you, Lord. Well, I thank you for mercy. I thank you that you know how much challenge, how many hurdles are good for her, and you wouldn't give her more than what she can do if she allows you to do it through her. So I thank you, Lord, that you are compassionate God. You see what she's going through. You saw her tears, and you are actually motivating a few people tonight, or even people in the future that listen to the replay, to pray for her on maybe an ongoing basis, that you will hear God's voice and you will know how to run your race and bear fruit. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. I thank you for calling, and I want you to remember this is only a piece of the word. God will talk to you more. You might want to journal expecting more pieces of the word. And we thank you, Lord.
Thank you so much, and God bless you. And have my sister Lisa here. I'll just put her on. She's Carlotta. Carlotta?
Is it Lisa?
Alisa.
Alisa.
Alisa, yes.
And what would you like, Lisa?
Ministry, please.
Okay. Thank you, Lord. Now, we don't usually, I will say, this doesn't usually happen. We don't usually have two people in one place, but the Lord knows, and he is not fresh out of words. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The Lord says, I've carefully constructed your foundation. As you look back, you'll see things that I allowed in your life, building blocks in your life, some other things, challenges. But the Lord says, I have been at work building a strong foundation, and I want to make it stronger and stronger. He's reminding me right now, because I live near the Gulf Coast, the picture he's giving me is of the one remaining house that was not blown away by Hurricane Michael, and they praised the builder who built it, who said that it was hurricane-proof. And sure enough, that only this one house had a strong enough design in the foundation and strong pillars, was built up on pillars. And the Lord says it makes a difference how your foundation is built and what the pillars in your life are. And the Lord says, I would like you to ask me to show you what your foundation is that's being built and the pillars in your life that will make you storm-proof. The Lord says, I want you to ask me. I want you to have a journal, like a little spiral notebook. I want you to write down what I give you, because each day you might notice that I'll point out to you, yes, this happened even before you started school, and you remember it maybe as traumatic, but ask me to show you how I was strengthening, say, a weak place in you. When you went through that, you actually became stronger. You will not only begin to understand my ways, that I do let little children get bonked on the head on the playground or whatever, and I do help them to become strong, but there is purpose in everything I do, everything I allow, and that I am designing strengths in you that perfectly fit the plan and purpose that I have for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be able to go back, even as an adult, you'll be able to go back and say, well, in my case, you know, I didn't know that I had any need to be artistic, but God knew that I would have a need to be artistic. And I can see the times in my life as a school child that God was giving me opportunities to study art. And so as you ask him to show you how have you been building purpose, plans, building strength in me each day, I will show you how much I care that I was preparing you to be strong enough to weather the storm when you were four.
Okay. Well, yes.
And then you can
thank
also,
you so much.
You can also submit yourself to say, God, I choose to trust you that when you allow a storm in my life now, that I can turn to you and say, what is your purpose in this? Not sassy like, but clearly asking, what is your purpose? What are you building in me? I want to cooperate with you, Lord. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you so much.
And you're welcome. And I hope that you will share this with others. I hope that you will use your device to come back to this time, take note of what time it is, and write out every word because we never remember it. We just kind of remember what we want to remember.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much. You're welcome. You're welcome from the Lord. He's so glad that we want to hear his voice, that we take time to make it a priority. He's so even more glad when we have like our little journal notebook and we write out every word, because the word of the Lord is precious, it's valuable, and the more you value it, I firmly believe, the more you'll get. Thank you, Lord. Now, I have a bunch of callers that have called in, but at this very moment, no one has pushed number one. Right? I'd like to receive ministry, okay? Or maybe you have a comment or a question. But the field is wide open right now. If you would push number one, if you have called in and you would push number one, then I can ask you if you'd like to share your first name or city and how you would like to be involved tonight. Now, we don't have to go on 2 hours. We don't. If we only have, you know, like one more person that wants to receive ministry, that's okay. That's okay. I know we've been off the air for a long time. Okay. We have one brave soul here. All right. Area code 779. Welcome to the program. Would you like to share your first name or city?
Hi, Carlotta. My name's Kathy, and I'm from Joliet.
Oh, I don't know where that is. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, Kathy, are you just on here to receive prophetic ministry, or do you also have a question or a comment?
Yes, to receive prophetic ministry.
All right. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The Lord says, I'm changing, wanting to change your whole concept, kind of like of what church is. I was seeing like beautiful doors to a church, but the Lord says, I'm in the process around the world, actually, of changing not only people's personal concept of themselves as part of the ecclesia or the body of Christ, but I'm wanting to change everyone's, and tonight, especially your view of what church is. Because the Lord says, whether you are led by me to go to a church with brick and mortar, with beautiful doors and windows, whatever, the Lord says, I want you to see yourself as part of the assembly or body of Christ, and to see yourself as growing in the area of having intimate fellowship with me. That prayer for you is not a one-way conversation. It's not all supplication for others. It's not all intercession. It's not all you even talking. Hold on. The Lord says, I want to change your view of what it is to meet with me. And it has many, hold on, go. Okay, thank you, Lord. I want you, and I want to take you into that, kind of like the bridal chamber more often. I want you to know what it is to have intimate conversations with me, and that when people are around you, their perception of who God is and the fellowship he wants to have with me, even the conversations, two-way conversations every day that he wants to have with me, that will become real to them as they observe you, as they hear your story of how God showed me this in the Word this morning, and I didn't know why, but I wrote it down. And now he's showing me why I needed to hear him today, why I need that verse. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Stop lying.
Okay, so God's not like correcting you, saying you should have done better. He's saying, I want to expand your ideas of what meeting with me is about. It's not just about going to church or being in a building. It's not just about dogma or tradition. The Lord says, I want you to primarily, first of all, see it as fellowship with me that is an intimate, two-way conversation. And it is so valuable to you that each day, even if it's only one sentence, that you would journal something you have heard from me. It might be only one sentence. That's okay. It might be one verse that I want you to meditate on. But the Lord says, I want you to begin to see our fellowship together the way I see it and with the potential that I know it has, the Lord says. And that's why I want to abide in it.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I've been thinking about the intimacy with him in the conversation. Like I do journal a lot and I write prayers out, but I know it needs to be a loud conversation with him instead of just writing it down, like more intimacy.
Okay.
So that's what I've been thinking a lot about.
Okay. Any particular point that God was making to you that you'd even want to share with others tonight?
Yeah, about the conversation and being, talking to him more and like what you said about church. Yeah, I could see him want to change my view about church, that it's not about just going to church and being around other people and stuff, having the intimacy with them myself.
Yes, because many people think of faith. They think of going and hearing the revelation, for instance, that someone else, a teacher or a pastor, has had. When they think of church, they don't think of it as it's intimate revelation straight to me. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So both are good. It's good to assemble ourselves together and to hear what God is teaching or telling or demonstrating through others. But it's also good to have an intimate conversation every day with God. And God saying, in case there are days that you doubt that, I'm telling you right now, it's true, and it's true for you. Hallelujah. Now, as some of you have wondered, many personal prophetic words are true for anyone. Not all. Some have instruction or correction or revelation in them that's only true for that person. But the one that Kathy just got here, most parts of that, I would say, are true for everyone. God's no, what do they call it? He doesn't have favorites. He wants to have an intimate conversation with each and every one of us. Hallelujah. Okay, Kathy, please note what time it is. So when this goes into the archives, about 30 minutes after the program is over, you can dial it up. We're on Blog Talk Radio for as long as I pay the bill, we're on forever. Well, thank you, Lord.
So I just go in the archives and listen to it.
Yeah, it'll be the first one, the most recent one, and you can just start playing it. If you're on a laptop or something with a versatile cursor, you can move your cursor over to about that time. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Jesus. All right.
Yeah, thank
Have a good
you.
Night. God loves you, Kathy.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, I have another person. We're getting them one by one that are brave enough to step out here. You have to trust God, don't you, that he has no intention of embarrassing you in person, telling your secret stuff, in public, telling your secret stuff or anything like that. And some of you may think, oh, that was a general word. That fit everyone. Well, it does, but did you hear one or two callers ago, did you hear her say, that's what I prayed about this morning? Now, that is often the case. A personal prophetic word may sound general to you, However, the person that receives it knows that it's a continuation of the conversation that they already had going with God that day. Okay? They know it's not just general for them. It's what they and God were talking about already, like how to have more intimacy with Him. Woohoo! So don't be afraid to ask God questions. And He remembers those questions. And because she called in tonight, He's answering it now for everybody. Hallelujah. You're a good God, God. We lift praises to Your name. We know that You inhabit our praise. And actually, in these somewhat chaotic times, it's our praise that actually protects our present and our future. Did you know that? Now, worry and doubt and fear exposes you to the enemy, because the Bible says, let not that man that lives in doubt and think that he will receive anything of the Lord, because the Lord responds to faith. But we thank You, Lord, that as we express our faith, and especially our praise ahead of time, before we even see all of what You're about to do, that You are able to give us clarity and to live through us more clearly for others. All right, let's do it again, Lord. Let's do it again. Area code 208, will you share your name or city, please? Area code 208. I hope they haven't fallen asleep. Well, possibly they've had to take a break, but there's not another person waiting in the queue after them. So if you've already called in or are about to call in, please go ahead and push number one so that I will know you're not here just to listen, that you would actually like to receive ministry or ask a question or something. Okay, here's one brave soul. Area code 302, would you care to share your first name or a city, please? Oh, you know what? It's my fault, isn't it? I didn't unmute you. My bad. Area code 302, what is your first name or city, please?
My name is Brenda, and I am from Bethel.
Wow. Thank you, Brenda. Thank you for joining us. Have you ever heard of Crosswalk Talk before?
I believe that I have, yeah.
Well, we've been off the air for a year, but before that, I think it started in 2005. And I have some dear friends at Bethel, too, but I don't know you, I don't think.
I live in a little small town named Bethel.
A little town named Bethel. Okay. Not the
yeah.
Bethel, California. All right.
No.
Well, I just thought I'd find out if anybody out there had heard of us over here in the East. Well, thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Brenda, do you have a request, or would you like to receive ministry, or what would you like?
That I would like to receive ministry.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And for those that are wondering what I'm doing, I have the switchboard I have to operate. So I'm not even thinking ahead of time about what is the word for Brenda, because I'm trying not to make that same mistake again where I didn't unmute somebody. It's my fault. They couldn't talk. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for Brenda. Brenda, I just see flowers and flowers and flowers around you. Spiritual flowers, maybe real flowers, what the world would call a super bloom, that this year for you is a time when old seeds that have been in the ground for some reason get enough agitation or moisture or something, and suddenly they all start blooming. And so the Lord says, I want you to raise your hopes, raise your expectations, raise your level of faith, because I have seen the many seeds that you have sown, and they are not forgotten. My timing is perfect, And many of them are going to bloom this year. And you might say, well, I kind of wondered about that. I thought I had sown good seeds into that area. But the Lord says this year will be a year of super bloom for you, and that seeds you sowed a long time ago will finally receive what they need so that they can sprout and bear fruit. Continue to sow seeds. It's not too late. Continue to sow seeds. But this is going to be a year when you can just say, Lord, you said, God, that these seeds that I sow into good ground would multiply by 30, 60, and 100 fold. And I'm agreeing with you. I am calling that in. And these seeds will bear fruit, not for my glory, but for your glory, Lord.
Yeah.
And the Lord says, Brenda, you don't have a clue how much I have watered and fertilized and multiplied your seeds. But you're going to begin to see some of it. You won't see all of it till you get to heaven, and then there'll be all these people with you, and you'll say, well, who are they? And I will tell you, that's the ripple effect. Like when you throw a stone into the water and you see the ripple go out, that is the ripple effect of how I fertilized and watered and cared for the seeds that we sowed together. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So keep sowing good seeds and good grain.
Mm-hmm.
A seed doesn't bear fruit the next day, right?
Right, yeah.
But keep sowing. It's going to be good.
Right. And I definitely felt the witness to everything that you said, Carlotta. I felt it by the Spirit. I really felt
it.
And I thank you
for
the
Lord.
Yeah,
thank you, Lord.
Yeah,
thank you, Lord. And this is why I want you all to hear the share button. This isn't going to make me famous, okay? Don't worry about that. but I want you to hit the share button, because the people that are your friends, even if they're kind of distant, even if they're just Facebook friends, when they hear the prophetic word, they also will feel the witness.
Mm-hmm.
They also know that God cares about us. God doesn't forget the seeds that we sowed. When we allow Jesus to live through us, it does bear good fruit, okay?
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you. I've had some dreams about some fruit and things maybe in the last 6 months to a year. And so all this good fruit, it just coincides with some dreams that I've had. And it's just, I'm just grateful for the word. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome. Well, please share it, because the people that know you will say, they might be surprised, but they'll say, well, if God will do it for her, he'll do it for me too. Amen.
Oh, that's so true. That is. All right.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
And yes, anyone that's been sowing good seeds, the Bible says, we'll get 30, 60, and 100 souls for good seed if it's Christ living through you. You're cranking it out in your own strength. You're just working up a sweat for nothing. But if God tells you, you know, that I want you to do some volunteering at such and such, and you do it, and it doesn't make any money, and it doesn't seem to make a big difference, God knows, and God sees, and God in his power will multiply it. Woo-hoo. Thank you, Lord. All right. I see one more hand. We'll do that. And then I hope you will continue to call and hit number one, saying you want to participate, because we might take a break, too, just a quick break, if you're wondering. If you get a break, yes, you will. Okay. So here's this last one that's brave enough to want to participate. Okay, area code 208. What's your first name or city, please? I think I've got this right this time. Area code 208, can you hear me? Would you like to participate? Because you did push number one, your hand is up on my little dashboard. Okay, well, maybe they're already taking their break. Okay, well, we'll give them a break. And it's so important that we worship God. You have no clue. I think none of us have any clue how important this is. But I'm going to take like a 5-minute break here. You won't miss anything. Just be sure to come back, okay? This is Terry McCallum with one of his first songs that I became aware of, I Came to Worship You. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We do worship you, and I really believe that's the key. And I'll throw in this prophetic word for any of you that would be willing to take it. Worship is going to be a key to you making it in strength through the coming season. It's going to be both. There's going to be more darkness revealed, and there's also going to be more opportunities for us to be light. So it's going to be, you might say, the best and worst of times. But in the coming season, God is going to expose what has been going on in darkness, but he's also going to want more and more opportunities to be a witness through us, and that part's going to be great, too. Thank you, Lord. We've learned to accept your will and accept and understand your purpose and your plans and everything. Hallelujah. So let's take another caller. All right. All right. What is it? I'm trying to see this. Okay. Area code 440. Welcome to the program. What is your first name or city?
Hi, Carlotta. This is Janine from Ann Arbor.
Oh, wow. Another person far away. Welcome, Janine.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much for having this ministry this evening. What a blessing.
Well, a lot of people have never heard personal prophetic ministry before, and they just want to hear it for the first time. So thank you for being bold and volunteering. Did you have a prayer request or want to receive ministry?
Well, it's hard to choose. How about all of the above?
You can have both. You can have a one-sentence prayer request and receive ministry.
Awesome. Thank you. So, very quickly, I just really want to live a more abundant Christian life. I want to hear from God, but I want to know it's his voice.
All right. Thank you, Lord. And the reason I tell people one sentence is because I am so prophetic. I don't want them to give away anything. You know, you can just ask for something wonderful like she asked to be able to hear God's voice better and better. And that's awesome. That makes God so happy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Okay. So, Janine, that is probably one of the most important things that you could ask. That I know for sure. We all need to seek him first of all. Seek him not only first, but he would be our everything, our source. We need to believe that and to show him that it is so, because our schedule, our budget, the order of our week or day shows that we really are putting him first. We're not just saying it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I just hit the wrong button. Sorry. Okay. So, Janine, the Lord says you have received and desired and received a unique ability to hear my voice. And, Lord, this is what I want to do is give you opportunities like this one, but give you opportunities to exercise that gift better and to understand it. And to understand more about how I speak, how to receive a prophetic word, how to interpret it, and what not to do with it. And the Lord says, I'm going to make you aware of people within reach of you that can also mentor you. You just have to ask me. Ask me who, Lord, knows how to hear your voice and who would be happy to mentor me. Now, the Lord says, I have not told them to call you. I'm telling you to call them and express your interest in being mentored and hearing God's voice. And the Lord adds, you can go to Carlotta's original website, which is like a library of about 200 articles. Many of them are about hearing God's voice and how to hear it better, how to share it better, you know, how to interpret it better. Guidelines to delivering a prophetic word and guidelines to receiving it. And there is just so much there on my original website on Crosswalk Talk. It's okay with God to give that commercial. I mean, Crosswalk Life, excuse me, crosswalklife.com. There is so much material for the person that really does want to hear God's voice and really does want to know how to share it with others. And Janine, I put that desire in you, and it is my choice that you were born in this day and time for this season. And I will show you more and more and more how to be my voice to others. And sometimes it'll be when times seem to be going well, and sometimes they won't. I still need people that are willing to be my voice in what appears to be good times and bad times. Mm-hmm. And so as you study these things, and I forgot one of the biggest resources you have, if you don't know anybody personally, is to go back into the Crosswalk Talk Radio archives. You can go, you go to Blog Talk Radio, and then you search for within Blog Talk Radio for Crosswalk Talk. That's what we're on tonight. But we started actually in 2005. So until about a year ago, there was a new program sometimes every week. And what that means is that you can hear more discussions about knowing and hearing God and his voice. And you can hear demonstrations of when God gives personal prophecy to others through me or whoever else I have on. So there's a whole ministry training school on hearing God right here at Crosswalk Talk.
What a blessing.
And do you have any questions?
Crosswalklife.com. Or Crosswalk Talk Radio, or Blog Talk
right.
Radio.
Well, Blog
so
Talk Radio. Okay, all three I mentioned to you, and I'll differentiate again. When I first began our ministry, Crosswalk Life.
Yeah.
It was a website. It was a website in year 2000, and I had a mailing list, and I wrote an article and added it to the website every week for 10 years. So that website is still online. You can tell that it's not a recent design, but the content are those articles that I wrote every week for 10 years.
I see.
Many
and that's what you meant by the archive.
Well, there's
the archive.
Okay. That's that archive of my website. Blog Talk Radio is something I could subscribe to be the home place of my radio program, Crosswalk Talk.
I see. Okay.
And so right now you are participating on Crosswalk Talk. Now, if you go to Google and you just search for Crosswalk Talk Radio, it might take you straight here. But if you only search, now get this part. If you only search Blog Talk Radio, you'll get a million programs on who knows what subject.
Right.
So if you go to Blog Talk Radio, then you have to use their search box to search for Crosswalk Talk. Then you wind up with my archives, not one about Zen or Hinduism or no telling what. Okay?
Right, right.
So read articles at Crosswalk Life. You can hear these programs going back to 2005 here on Crosswalk Talk.
Okay. And I could choose... I'm sorry. I can choose specific topics?
You can search. And if it's related to knowing God intimately, you may very well find something right there on Crosswalk Talk, or you can search for articles on crosswalklife.com.
Okay. Sounds like I'll need to spend a little time with
with this website and the, you know, how it's set up and get to know it and how to navigate it is what I'm trying to say.
Well, that's
it's probably easier than I think. I won't say I'm a little confused, but I'm not in front of my computer. So
as long as you have those addresses, crosswalklife.com,
yes.
You can
and
get
I wrote
to the
them
written
all down.
Archive.
Yes.
And as long as you need a search for Crosswalk Talk, you can search these programs.
And I wrote it all down, and I'm looking forward to. I'm sorry.
And there are two other things, but you don't even need to worry about them right now. Don't worry at all. But on Facebook, I also have like 120 or 50 videos there, but you can't search for a title as easily there.
Okay.
These are more on the topic that we're discussing. And actually, I have a whole video school online at nowface.tv, and I've got a whole YouTube channel because I'm old. I've been adding on to these forever. But on the subject of hearing God's voice, if you'll start with those two addresses I gave you, it'll take you a while to exhaust all of that.
All right. That's nice. I look forward to digging into this. I'm sorry?
I'm glad you asked.
Oh, good. Yes, I'm sure that many of your listeners were writing all of this down, and we're all going to go visit those sites and find out wonderful information and get to learn how to discern God's voice. And maybe the doubt is what, you know, was that really God? I heard that
right.
If God tells you to do something that you think you can do, then it's not God. He's going to tell you something that you don't think you can do. Because we're going to see Him work.
I would say just because you can't do it in your own strength doesn't mean that it's not God asking you to do it in His.
Well, precisely, because if we think we can do it, maybe it's not Him. It's those things that He asks us to do that we could not imagine in our wildest dreams, that really you're talking to me, right?
Well, in my own understanding of that, I would also say that there is a level of trust and rest that comes. I'm not nervous about prophesying forever and ever. Eventually, there's a level of trust that I trust God that if I open my mouth, He will fill it. So I'm not going to be nervous about this forever thinking, I can't do it, I can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Neither do I want to be presumptuous. I just want to know that I'm led of the Holy Spirit all the time.
And to be used as His vessel.
What's that?
And to be used as His vessel. You know, He's doing it through us.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Carlotta. Thank you. And God bless you.
You're
and God
welcome.
Bless your ministry. God bless your. Thank you for
and
taking
you're
my
welcome.
Call.
Thank you.
We
you're
appreciate
welcome.
You.
Aw. Thank you, Lord.
Okay.
Thank you, Lord. Goodbye, Janine. I hope that all of you that are on will call back again. You can see that I'm not being rushed. You know, sometimes I don't put all of these comments in between because the list is so long. I just go from one to another. But tonight's like our first night back together. I want to remind people pretty much how God does. Okay. Area code 208. Welcome to the program. Would you care to share your first name or city?
Pat. Spokane.
Pat.
Yes.
All right. This is Pat. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Pat, have you heard of Crosswalk Talk before?
Yes, I've been on it a lot of times, Carlotta.
I thought that might be the Pat that I have heard from before.
It is. It is.
But as they can see or hear, not many of the people that called in tonight are people that I know anything about already. So I just want to point that out. That's the fun of personal prophecy. I open my mouth and He fills it and I don't have a clue what's going on. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. I am seeing something that has ups and downs. I'm trying to see it better to see if it's like corrugated board or roofing or what. But I see all these ups and downs, Pat. And it appears that God's been allowing you to go on quite the roller coaster. And
oh, yes.
That you're on the fast track. Did you pray to be on the fast track?
No. No. I don't even like roller coasters. Sometimes
oh.
I'm hanging on by my fingernails.
Oh. Well, I use that word. You don't have to use that word, but it's still the ups and downs that many times the way God trains us the most quickly or the best is he allows the terrain to be rough at times. And he
yep.
allows us to be faced with situations that we're unfamiliar with. And he allows us to have to trust him because nothing else will do. And then we're really growing.
That
we want
right.
to grow. We think we want to grow, but sometimes it's up and down and up and down. And we just have to know that faith works. It really works. God really likes faith. And so we need to say, Lord, help me to stay in faith and to, oh, here it is, fight for my joy. Fight for my joy no matter what. Because, you know, the Bible says my strength is in the joy. The joy of the Lord
yeah.
is my strength. Well, you're getting muscles, dear. You are growing as you have to develop muscles to get up and down this terrain.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And God knows, and he's preaching at me right now. I think you're just getting a little bit of his next line. It's for me. He knows which ones of my muscles are the weakest. He knows, and because I have not been real compliant about exercise, the Lord says that he knows which exercises each one of us needs the most. And he will take us into situations on purpose where we exercise those. For instance, if you live in a two-story house and you have a guest to come over that has always been in a one-story house, they may get sore muscles by the second day because they aren't used
yeah.
to going up and downstairs a lot. I mean, they really do get sore because they're not used to it. Well, the Lord knows what muscles we need to exercise the most. So the circumstances that you're in now, Pat, that you view mostly as someone else's circumstance and you're interceding for them, God will never
right.
waste an opportunity. And he is going to exercise your weak muscles too.
Okay. He has been. He has been.
He's so faithful.
Yes. Yes.
And you may cry big tears, but he will continue to do that which is best for the other person and for you.
Okay.
Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you're a good, good Father. You know us very well. You don't throw us away. You just say, well, you know, your biceps are doing great. You lifted all those kids and you lifted all those groceries. Now you've lifted stuff in school. Now you lifted stuff at work. But the Lord says, however, there are some other muscles that still need work. You might
okay.
say, God, are you like focusing on the ones that will hurt the most? And he might say, yes. If a muscle hurts when it's used and it's used properly, then it needs more work. Thank you,
okay.
Lord. Thank you for faithfulness, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for Pat. Thank you for what a witness she is to your children and all children. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Anything else, Pat?
Just you please pray for my son.
Okay.
And I won't go into detail. For my son.
He knows.
Yeah.
He knows. And he's not worried. God is not worried. He knows already before it happens. And he knows what it will take to answer your prayers for your son. God loves you, Pat. The eternal love, all the way back and all the way forward. All the way.
I know.
He loves that son more than you could ever think of loving him.
That I know, too.
Thank you, Lord. Okay, I'm going to let Pat go so she can get her Kleenex. But in the interim, I want to pray for everyone that's listening who has a prodigal of any kind, whether they are that openly or not, or whether you've been praying a year or a lifetime. I want to pray for you and your prodigal that you'll be able to trust God, that he is a good, good father, and he knows what they need. He knows. Yeah. Okay, we've got time for several more people, actually. Let me call on area code 310. Welcome to the program. What's your first name or city, please? Oh, I didn't unmute you. My bad. I'm out of shape. Okay, what is your first name or city?
Pat, Los Angeles, California.
Oh, another Pat. Two in a row.
Yes. Yeah. And
don't know
I
why we have okay.
Of course want prophetic ministry, you know, such a gift that God gives us. But also when we're talking about if God asks you to do something, you think you can't do it, or, you know, we're going to have success, I think sometimes we may have fear to step forward to do something, and
okay.
that it can work out, but maybe not that we don't think we can do it, but the door to open to allow us to do it.
Okay.
And, of course, I'm being self, you know, because sometimes I've had fear, oh, you know, God will say, do this, and sometimes
mm-hmm.
I understand it. Sometimes it's, you know, go forward, face it, do it. And I've also discovered that sometimes when I think things aren't successful, at least in the way I was thinking, God has used that circumstance and many times given me the gift to see that it was his hand working that way with a situation
oh.
or another person. And I'm sure there are times when we all do things and we don't know that. So I was thinking what you were saying, we just have to have faith. Have faith.
That's it. That is it. That is it. And there will be many times when other voices think they know what you should do.
Oh, yes. And usually they can be a little persistent about it, too. And it can be noise in that
guilty.
Quiet meditative time to have that centering and quiet so that you really can hear Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We all should want to listen to the Holy Spirit. Some people have been through certain traumas that actually they decided they were afraid to hear from God, afraid of the Holy Spirit, and they're not so anxious to, but I pray for healing for them too. Healing for them too that have become afraid to hear from God, because, you know, I was joking with God one day and not so pleased with how he was handling me. And I asked, is anyone else up there? Very sassy me. And he said, no, I'm it. Now get on with hearing me. I literally asked him, is there anyone else up there? Like, when you've got a service person on the line and you want to speak to the supervisor, he says, no, I'm it. I am the supervisor. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The Lord says, Pat, I want your permission to come in and to give you revelation that you think you haven't had and have not discerned fully because you think it's in part. So part of that is true. Part of the revelation that you've had about what's going on. Oh, my gosh, my desktop just went blank. Okay. Part of the revelation you've had is incomplete. And the Lord says, I want your permission to give you more. But I also want to tell you that the revelation I'm going to give you in some instances is going to be shocking, because you are a lovely person and you like to trust and you like to believe the best about people. But some people have, as the Bible says, been deluded, had great delusion, have been deceived. And so it's particularly hard on us, born-again believers, when we find out that our interpretation of the facts or our discernment about a person or about circumstances has been tainted by the great delusion or the great deception. So not only is everybody going to have to deal with that, I can confidently give this word right now that very soon, like this year for sure, but very soon the Lord says, I'm going to be rolling out revelation that is going to be so shocking that it could shake your faith. But the Lord says, I know that I didn't tell you everything from the beginning, and it's not to scare you or to make you lose confidence in yourself or in me. But as I begin, the Lord says, as I begin to reveal how I have been judging evildoers, I like the movie Nell, the evildoers, as I begin, I'm going to try to do it slowly so that you can handle it. But the Lord says, you're going to have opportunities not only to receive revelation that is shocking to you, but also to be a comfort to others that said, it would say, I'm so brokenhearted. I had no idea that these were bad guys. And so Lord says, I'm trying to train up a lot of people who can trust me even when I reveal that the white hats are actually bad hats. Okay? There are going to be a lot of people that will be tempted not to trust me anymore, because you're going to actually say to God, yeah, I knew it was worse than I thought. You've told me that, but I didn't know it was this bad. And the Lord says, I would like to work through you in your merciful, comforting ways to let people know that God just didn't feel it was wise to tell us everything at once. He's been telling us little by little for our own good, and so that we can be prepared for the coming chaos when some people will not, absolutely will not, accept my wisdom that certain people need to be judged now. We can't let them do their wickedness any longer. I almost want to apologize for the word of the Lord.
And it fits some thoughts and questions I've had in my meditative time with the Lord, and just questions a big, you know, I don't know in some situations. So it's really right on, absolutely right on.
Well, I would like it if every word were like most of the words I've given tonight, that they're just all cheerful. However, somebody's got to stand up when everybody else collapses in despair and depression and aren't sure whether to trust God or not. If these people are this wicked that you needed to take them out or something, sentence them, even execute them, why did you let them like hurt little children all this time? It's going to be a tough time.
Yes, I see, particularly in Los Angeles, things that are just, it's almost as, you know, you're in two different universes and seeing what's happening. And I can see that, and I hope God will be revealing that and have people able to accept it, because sometimes things are so hard to accept. People feel overwhelmed. What's the solution? And so I'm surprised that they cut it off. So I just feel God's preparing us.
I'm telling you this ahead of time so you'll know. There's some seriously disappointing bad news coming. And, you know, not to worry, because if I had wanted you to know every person's every detail, I would have told you. But here's the good news. The Lord says, I'm answering many, many, many people's prayers about California. And there will be, get this, there will be a great shift toward knowing God in California. And it's going to be so big and so wonderful that it will affect the nation coast to coast. When California turns toward God in such a mighty way, it's going to affect the whole nation. It's going to be great. However, in the meantime, there are a lot of people that we thought we knew and that we loved that live and reside and work in California, and we're going to find out they're part of the Black Hats. They're bad guys.
They seem as angels of light, yes. Discernment, so important for all of us. Certainly for me, I've learned that lesson on little levels, and I think for all of us in a bigger level. So good to know. Forewarned is forearmed and prepared, and then it's not scary. And I wondered if the Lord had any word for me, he may not, about my health.
Oh, it didn't occur to me. Let's see, Lord, of course you do. What would it be? Because I can think of general ones for all of us. Okay, the thing that is coming to my head and hopefully to my spirit is that this would be an excellent time to read or review the teachings of T.L. Osborne and his wife, Daisy.
Oh, all right. I will do that.
There are audio books. There are written books. And I could say the same of John G. Lake, but I think it's particularly interesting how T.L. Osborne and Daisy shared things. And they had just as good, like a 75% healing rate, you know, just as good a record. And I think you'll really enjoy that, and that through that God will show you if there's anywhere where your understanding of the way he heals and all can be improved.
Wonderful. Oh, I will, and I hadn't thought of them in so long, and I always so enjoyed his great faith and positive teaching. So that will be a nice boost. So thank you. And then I'd like to ask for prayer. I'm in a situation where I'm out of my house. I'm in litigation, hoping to get something to cover it. But even with that, I know it's in God's hands, and I pray. that he is, and I pray for what I want, and I hope it's the same that he wants. But then the next step, that God just send me angels, set that pathway up, just take my hand and walk me down the right path, and that nothing gets in the way for what I'm supposed to do next. Where am I supposed to live next?
Right. And the Lord says you have your preferences, and I'm very aware of them. However, what I'm really after is your absolute surrender. Absolute surrender. And you might want to do a meditation on what a bond servant is. Being a servant is a wonderful thing, a wonderful commitment, of course. Being a bond servant means it's completely irrevocable, your commitment to God, not just for salvation, but in anything he wants any day of the week.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, I am ready for that and to be directed.
Right, so we're allowed to pray. We're allowed to tell God, if it doesn't matter to you, my preference would be that it would be here instead of over there. However, what he wants through it all is that we ultimately make that bondservant commitment that is irrevocable. And something was said about this today. I just now realized many people think they've made an irrevocable commitment, that they're not really like signing up to be a martyr either, you know. And so
yes,
we just need to say to God anywhere, anytime, with anyone.
I will do that and trust that that path will just be clear and he will lead me down it.
So I want to say to the listeners, she asked, right? She asked for more. Because this has been a hard word for her on like three different levels. God knows what he's doing. He knows she's actually asking for him to be more plain. And so he is. But not, it won't be more than she can handle as long as she's letting him do it through her. I want to say one more thing, and I think this is God too. And then I've got at least one last caller that might push number one. They haven't done it yet. But I want to say that God told me something that made this whole question of the future and the chaos that's to come, because there is going to be quite a bit of chaos. Oh, born-again people will be victorious, but it won't be because God didn't tell us. See, right now He's not told us just how bad the wicked are. But as we begin to find out more about that, it's going to be a challenge to our faith. And God says, don't lose faith now. They were bad all along. You just didn't know about it, you know. But I don't want to forget. The other thing, okay, Lord, do you want me to share this? Because I'm about to forget it. And if he really wants me to share it, I won't forget it. Maybe I am forgetting it. Oh, dear. I really am. Okay, so that's enough strong words for tonight, Pat.
All right. Well, thank you, and God bless you, and just such a wonderful gift this evening is.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Pat. I do appreciate the thanks, not because I deserve the thanks, but I think that people are missing a lot when they're not thankful, when they hear the voice of the Lord. Maybe they're afraid to, but we need to really be so glad that we have a personal God that wants to talk to us, that has plenty to say, and we can trust him to tell us as much as we need to know at the right time. Okay, and for those of you that make appointments because you want more personal ministry, whether it's restorative ministry or prophetic ministry or whatever, there's plenty more. God always has more. We all must remember that. We cannot exhaust him. He's always got more to tell us. So what you need to do is to write out how much you got tonight. And yes, even if you felt like God had a word through you, for you in the midst of someone else's word, you can write that down too. Now, if it was very specific, you might need to check with God, say, can I have some of that too? But many of the prophetic words have ingredients that are regular biblical guidelines, and you can accept it too. Hallelujah. Now, I have time for one more person. If anybody wants to hit number one, otherwise, we're going to begin to move toward our closing song. If there's anybody on here that has been with me from the beginning on Crosswalk Talk, you might recognize the original song that we used, because at that time I didn't know how to choose different songs and work the switchboard. And I'm so sorry that the quality on the music tonight was poor. I live at the beach. We have serious storms that are coming through for 3 days, and it might affect the quality of it, but I think you heard the message in Terry McAlmon's I Worship You. And I would like to close with Vicky Yohe's I Just Want You. That was our song every week for a long time. And in remembrance of our humble beginnings, I would like to play that. And don't forget to come back and write out your word, or maybe there's parts of someone else's word that God says, that's good for you too, kiddo. And don't forget to share it, because we want to encourage others. This is such an easy way to do it. To hit your share button, hit share on this, and you can hit it any time from now on, or programs that are in the archives. But please sow those seeds, because this is the end time. Things are going to be tough, and we need to help people to grow in the Lord and to really know that they can hear God's voice. Amen? So I want you to do that.
Amen.
If you would like to... I'm sorry, I forgot to mute you, Pat. Have a good night. We love you, love you, love you. And I want to encourage everyone to share these as you go through the archives and you find something that you would like your Facebook friends to know about or someone else. Please click share. How much easier can it be to be a witness than just to click share? And when you do it on your social media, then they don't know that you were thinking of them. They just see you sharing it with all your friends. Hey, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Okay, so that looks like I have called upon everybody that was brave. And it took a lot of courage, I'm sure, this first night back. You're not sure what these personal prophetic words are about. But right now, let's explain to God through Vicky Hohe's song, I Just Want You. And I hope that you won't turn it off, because it's just the worship. It's never just the worship. The worship is what will get us through. Amen. Amen.
You. every day.